I'm Jimmy Murray, and welcome to Animal Fun Facts. Today we are talking about
the lesser bilby. The lesser bilby, or the Latin name Crotus lycura, also known as the Yalara, the lesser rabbit-eared bandicoot, or the white-tailed rabbit-eared bandicoot, was a rabbit-like, can you believe it, marsupial. The species was first described by Oldfield Thomas as Perigale lycura in 1887. I'm so sorry, I'm laughing at the name Oldfield. That sounds just like a name out of 1887. I assume the name Hat Barn was taken. It was from a single specimen from a collection of mammals of the British Museum. I'm so, so sorry. Reaching the size of a young rabbit, this species lived in the deserts of central Australia. Since the 1950s through the 60s, it has been believed to be extinct. Since its discovery in the late 1800s, the species was rarely seen or collected and remained relatively unknown to science. However, in 1931, Finlayson encountered many of them near Koonchery Station, collecting 12 live specimens. These were the last lesser bilbies to be collected alive. A single specimen collected to the north of Charlotte Waters was deposited at the museum in Melbourne and examined by Baldwin Spencer in 1897, again these names, not recognizing it as this species. The collector of Spencer's animal, Patrick Michael Byrne, obtained the specimens with some difficulty. The last specimen ever found was a skull picked up below a wedge-tailed eagle's nest in 1967 at Steel Gap in the Simpson Desert, Northern Territory of Australia. The bones were estimated as being under 15 years old. Indigenous Australian oral tradition suggests that this species may have possibly survived into the 1960s, although more evidence is required. The decline in numbers of the lesser bilby and ultimately its extinction was attributed to several different factors. First off, there was the introduction of foreign predators like the domestic cat and fox. Wow, this thing could not stand up to a house cat. It must have really liked desk and was knocked over by cats all the time. There's also competition with rabbits for food. It was hunted for food by indigenous Australians, or the Aborigines. And then there were changes in the fire regime. And then there's the degradation of the habitat, which have all been blamed for the extinction of this species. Jane Thornback and Martin Jenkins, however, suggested in their book that the vegetation in the main part of its range remained intact, with little evidence of cattle or rabbit grazing, and point to cats and foxes as the most likely cause of the extinction of the lesser bilby. Pictures of them are very adorable, and I wish they were still around today. Thanks for listening to this week's episode, and stay tuned for our end-of-year stuff.
Don't forget to tell your parents to send us their suggestions and yours to @TheJimmyMurray on Twitter. Thanks for listening to this show, and don't forget to listen to our other shows, the kid-friendly joke of the day and the dinosaur fun facts. Keep learning. End credit theme is Winner Winner by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.